Yeah, thanks, Bernard. We're here outside Donegal Town on the Edinburgh Road as the leading crews have completed the opening two stages of this 2021 Donegal Harvest Stages Rally, as motorsport and rallying in particular returns to the northwest after an absence of almost a year and 9 months. And those that are competing today have certainly faced very, very difficult conditions. The two stages, which are just outside the Drumahone and Frosses area on the outskirts of Donegal Town and Inver, the stages are very, very tricky because they're damp and they're wet. There has been consistent heavy showers over the last number of hours here in this part of the county, and it's making for treacherous conditions at times, but it's all part of rallying. It's all part of what these crews come and want to take on and want to be part of. And at the head of the field, the winners of the last harvest back in 2019 in Redcastle and Inishowen were Callum Devine and Brian Hoy. In a Ford Fiesta R5, they are back here in Donegal and they are leading by just 2.9 seconds unofficially from Gary Jennings, who is also in a Ford Fiesta R5. And things very, very tight at the top. The quickest man on stage two was Callum Devine, 7 minutes and 51 seconds. Declan Boyle, who is returning in a WRC Ford Fiesta, he was quickest out this morning by 3 seconds, but he dropped a little bit of time on stage two, and he actually lost the back spoiler of the WRC after colliding with a ditch on the side of the road, but it didn't do too much damage. He was able to get back on the pace again, and he sits in third place overall, a further 4.5 behind Jennings, and that means he's 7.5 adrift of Callum Devine. Declan Boyle back in a rally car for the first time in over 2.5 years. Donna Kelly and Kevin Flanagan sit fourth overall, 13 off the pace in Devine in the R5 Polo. Sam Moffat is in fifth in the Ford Fiesta, and wrapping up the top six is Seamus Leonard, leading class 7, 6th overall, 21 seconds down on the leader, Callum Devine. Let's get some reaction now from the leading two drivers. I spoke to them as they came into service a short time ago. Coming up, we'll hear from Gary Jennings, but first of all, the rally leader, Callum Devine.
Callum Devine, two stages gone, leading here in the Harvest Rally. Rallying's back in the county. It's wet, it's tricky, it's damp, it's slippy, it's sort of everything out there, isn't it?
You said it. It's definitely tricky, so it's great to be back rallying in Donegal, to be honest. I love rallying here, but yeah, it's not an easy return. The conditions are pretty crazy, and it's tricky. The battle's tight too.
Yeah, it's tight at the top, we're not a couple of seconds in it.
Yeah, it's just a couple of seconds in it. I know Declan was faster than the first one, and me and Guy's nip and tuck there. I think maybe it's two or three between us, and there's a lot of guys going hard, as you know, but that's Donegal, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of interest in this event, isn't there?
Yeah, huge. Big interest, great entry, so it is. Great to see it as well, and hopefully, pushes on now for more events now going to next year.
Yeah. Speaking of the immediate, what's coming next for you? You going to push it on now for the next two again?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm trying hard, we'll keep the foot on her. See if we can make any improvements to the car now. The guys are just going over a wee check over there and stuff. And it's going to be flattered to the finish, I'd say. So these guys are not let up.
Okay, good luck in the next loop.
Thanks, man.
There you go, Callum Devine's got Brian Hoy on board, leading by just a couple of seconds as they head into the next loop and leaving service. Gary Jennings, normally we see him, of course, in the Subaru. He's decided to go R5 a Fiesta. Gary, what's the opening two stages been like for you? Because they're not bad. You're only a couple of seconds off the pace.
Yeah, I can't believe it. You know, that's our first tarmac rally in this car. But all right, me and Rory's done 4 or 5 rounds of BRC and gravel, so... Yeah. It's completely a baptism of fire. Can't believe they say Neil McHugh here from Dent Machetis and Mount Charles is running me and Callum, so Rocky's made a great job with these cars. Eh?
Yeah, good job with the cars. Conditions are very tricky out there, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a bit like forestry. We slide it about. I think it's good to watch everybody saying, so hey, I think technology and use not on my side, so yeah. No, Callum's going well. I think Declan a bit of ball in the last one, spun or something, but hey, it's about keeping it neat and tidy, but hey, enjoying yourself, and that's the main thing. It's a Sunday, no football, no nothing, just rallying.
Well, listen, there's loads of football on the county at the minute, but it's good to rally back in the county. Gary, a man that, of course, you've been coming here for quite a long time, and you've got a business, of course, in Donegal as well, and you have a love for this county. Yes, you're a Fermanagh man, but I'm sure you're delighted to be back on here with the car.
Yeah, obviously, my heart's always in Donegal. I don't want to miss it. You know, I missed the harvest 1 year before, and I was sitting home watching, so no, it's great to come here with no expectations, but to be up with Callum, I say, fighting for the lead's fantastic. And yeah, hey, we're only two stages in and we're smiling, so not often that happens.
Right. Good luck on the next couple.
Thank you, Ashley.
Yeah, no expectation for today. Don't rule him out. He's at the head of the field. Gary Jennings just sitting 2.9 seconds adrift of Callum Devine and Brian Hoy. As we said, Declan Boyle is a third, Donald Kelly fourth, and Sam Moffat sitting in fifth position. The top five cars all been separated by just 16 seconds with another loop of stages to come. By the way, the situation in the modifieds now, there's still cars coming into service and we're still getting sort of calculating times from some of those involved in the modifieds. But we do know an unofficial top five is Kevin Eaves leads the way in his Corolla by 2.8 seconds from the escort of Daniel Breslin. And then J.F. Shovlin is a further 6 seconds adrift with Gary Kiernan from County Cavan sitting in fourth overall. He did have a bit of a spin in one of the opening stages this morning. But those three guys at the top of the modified are would all know this area very well. You could all call them local guys. They're in and around this area of the county, and they certainly have the hammer on this morning, that's for sure. So there, what's to come for the rest of the day? Four more stages. They'll be starting the next loop at around 1:45, and tricky conditions once again facing the crews as they head into stage three. But the man leading the way at the front is Callum Devine. Brian Hoy on the notes. The Ford Fiesta R5 leads by 3 seconds. Join us for more round about 2:00 here on Highland.